$10 shout out.
Well,
and
all right. Well, today we got some shout outs. Now, we haven't done this in a while. First of all, I think that this one is from I can see who this is from. This is from Sweet Feathery Jesus. That's a podcast that
Those guys are cool.
Oh, they've said some very, very nice things about us, and they've given you Perry Caramello, the big three, and they've given you a card.
Thank you.
Open it and read it.
That would be the way to do it.
The card says, "Hope you're in the pink again soon."
Oh, they're talking about pussy.
Dear Perry, wishing you a speedy recovery from your upper neck surgery. Belasco Booze and Dr. P at the Sweet Feathery Jesus get well. Sorry about your mom's rape, but there's no money in here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 20 of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. Now, normally this would be our movie club podcast, in which case we'd be taking on the recent Liam Neeson movie Taken, but I need a little more time to edit that. We were able to discuss that in great detail, and in order to cut it down to make it listenable, I need a little more time to edit it. So I'm going to share with you a portion that I had to cut from episode 18 due to time. That I think you'll find pretty interesting. It wasn't cut for content, by all means, but it was definitely cut for time, because we try to keep these things around an hour or less. So here is a part that we cut out from episode 18, where it's myself and Booze and Dr. P and the Sav who joined us, and we talked a little bit about Human Centipede and the controversy in Britain over Human Centipede 2 being banned. And we actually found a way to tie that into Sarah Palin. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And we think you'll really enjoy it. It was a fun discussion, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. In the meantime, stay tuned, because we will be coming back soon with our movie club podcast of Liam Neeson's Taken. And you can win, actually, a Blu-ray copy of Taken if you go to SweetFeatheryJesus.com. And post a Liam Neeson Photoshop, either on Twitter at sfj.com, that's sfjdotcom, or find us on Facebook at sweetfeatheryjesus.com, or post it on the message boards at sweetfeatheryjesus.com. If you make us laugh, you could win a copy of Taken. It's not about Photoshop skills, it's about being funny, and I know there's a lot of funny people out there. In the meantime, enjoy this extended cut of something we discussed, part of episode 18, but didn't get included in the final show. I think you'll enjoy it, and we'll see you very, very soon. But yeah, okay, so am I really the only one that's seen Human Centipede?
Yep.
Jesus, I hope so.
Wow. I downloaded it, but I go... Just like I still haven't watched Two Girls, One
Two
Cup.
Two Girls, One Cup.
And I won't watch it.
I'm telling you, my American colleagues, if you have Netflix streaming, Human Centipede is on there.
I don't know.
Belasco, you're the only one who...
I could bring myself. I mean, is this movie worse than Troll 2?
No, it's not worse than Troll 2. It is bad,
I have,
but it's not worse than Troll 2.
And I've watched about half. It's ridiculous.
The dude that's the villain in that movie is fantastic.
The build-up and the dude are really creepy.
Do they actually show it?
No, they do not. All you see, I mean, you actually, of course, you see the centipede, of course. But I mean, what everybody is like, oh, Jesus, do you see somebody's, mouth attached to somebody's anus? No, you do not. You only see them post-op when they're all attached in a chain.
And but you don't see them. You just see bodies. Like, you just see them from a distance, or
no? I mean, you get some close ups and stuff, but you see them bandaged
on their hands and knees.
It's kind of nice, see, because those girls, as bad as actresses as they are, they're pretty hot. And to see their face mounted to an ass like that is actually kind of cool.
Oh, so they do show that.
Yeah,
you seem to be the very person that the BBFC has banned the second one. because of.
Well, I mean, no, you've got two girls eating ass throughout like half of the movie.
But they're banning the second one, not that one, right?
Right.
And only in Britain.
How are they able to survive?
That's just the point. They've connected the back end of the digestive system of the one in front to the mouth of the one behind them. That's
yeah,
his whole thing.
So but you can't survive that way.
Well, that's kind of his whole idea.
I don't
think he wants to
survive the operation, but it's a movie.
Yeah. Even if you survive the operation, like you can't, you know, you can't have shit for sustenance.
There's a great moment where after the operation, the guy at the front of the centipede is Japanese. Is a guy he's basically kidnapped off
he's
of
the
you know
lucky
broken.
One.
Yeah, he's the lucky one. He's the front. And he serves the guy dinner in like a dog dish. And the guy is so hungry, he just starts eating. He just starts eating it. And then like a few minutes later in the movie, you hear it. He only speaks Japanese, but the subtitles say, "Oh God, I'm sorry. I have to shit. I can't stop." And you just see the girl behind him, just her eyes get really big and trying to pull away, and she just can't.
Can I ask a question at this point?
What's even remotely funny about that.
Oh, God, it was hysterical.
What happens to the urine?
Well, urine is still disposed of through each person's urethra, I'm sure.
So it's just like basically lands all over their arms and their chest. And
well, they're kind of diapered as
well.
Well,
why wouldn't you just attach that to it?
I think they did, didn't they?
No, all he and when he was showing them his diagrams of what he was about to do with them, he just showed a little mark around the anus where he was going to cut out the rectum, and a little mark around the lips where he was going to cut off their lips and attach them.
Oh my God!
You'd have to route the piss through it too.
No, you really don't.
Well,
it'd be easier, wouldn't it? It would be easier. Yeah.
If you just leave the piss alone, it'll be fine.
Just one funnel at the end. We'll take care of it.
But yeah, see, I really enjoyed just the spectacle of it. It was a terrible movie, but the guy that played the villain...
already established, Belasco, that you like films that are so bad that they're good.
This one really did a good job with just being like, oh my God.
So ridiculous. It was good.
I wouldn't say it was good. That Silence of the Lambs was disturbing. I mean, this is like they make Hannibal Lecter look like a Boy Scout. I mean,
the guy that was the villain in Human Centipede is really, really good. He's really awesome. He's disturbing. He's creepy. He's creepy, just all kinds of fucked up.
One of the creepiest motherfuckers.
And a terrible actor.
I mean, Buffalo.
No, actually, he's good.
If Buffalo Bill were next to this dude, he would just be like, you know what? I'm normal. I'm never going to do anything to anybody again. I'm never going to tuck my dick between my legs.
Well, she
I'm
really
never
going to
wear
person.
Skin masks.
So when it comes to the second one,
yeah,
the big problem that the British Board of Film,
beating off of sandpaper, right?
Well, no, there was a lot of... No, it was the whole overarching kind of philosophy of the whole film.
It's the fact that the protagonist in the second film gets a copy of the first film and sexualizes it.
Yeah,
right.
I get that.
So they've got a problem with the fact that every single thing that's done is done for the protagonist's arousal, basically.
Wouldn't, you know? Wait, the protagonist or the antagonist?
The protagonist.
So who's the antagonist?
You know, I'm not sure. That's not really made clear.
Okay.
Well, who's banning it? Who is
the British Board of Film?
Body?
British Board of Film
bunch,
Classification.
They're
you might need
faggots.
To get a bit nearer to that mic, Pete.
They're a bunch of faggots. That's no. Listen, you can sew three people mouth the asshole, and that's okay, but you can't jerk to it.
Their whole point is that, for argument's sake, right? Uh-huh. If you had a film in which you actually abused a child, you wouldn't be allowed to show that in the cinema, right?
Right.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so let's take that as the opening argument on this one. Now, the BBFC in my view, I don't agree with them. But what they've said is that, hang on, I've got the quote here. It's the ball's view that there is a genuine risk that this video may be considered obscene within the terms of the Obscene Publications Act. Right? And the Obscene Publications Act prohibits the publication of works that have a tendency to deprave or corrupt a significant proportion of those likely to see them. So what they're saying, I totally agree with you. They're saying, well, we can't show you this because you're not, you can't handle it.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's bullshit. Yeah.
Well, I agree. They shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Especially if, because the premise, they allowed the first movie, which is basically the worst stuff, and that's pretty much what's going on in the second movie.
No, apparently not. Apparently,
no, the second movie is supposed to be far worse.
Yeah. He's basically made it just to test the waters on this one, I think.
I can't even imagine how much worse you can get than sewing somebody's lips to their ass unless you sew. Man, that's horrible.
Well, it's like I said, you've got in the second one, you've got a protagonist that gets a copy of the film and gets off on it. Yeah, exactly what Boo said.
Does he end up copycatting it?
Yes.
Like, is this...
So, yeah, make this it is worse. Like some
kind and of, one of the this, articles I read, this guy actually so fetishizes the movie that he actually kidnaps people, tries to create his own human centipede, and at one point he actually wraps barbed wire around his dick and rapes the end of the centipede.
Yeah, yeah. But I would argue that, so what? I mean, it's not real. It's not real. That's the whole thing. If it was real, fine, ban it. It's not real. So what they're saying is, if us four were to watch that, then it would make us go and do something similar. that's what they're saying, really, you know. And I don't want to watch it.
But it might make me want to kill myself, but I don't think it'd make me.
I'm watching that.
That's the only one that would go and do that.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
Three of us. So, and they say a significant proportion. So that's
maybe 25%.
I mean, didn't these people realize that making a movie about another movie was the worst idea ever with Blair Witch Project 2? I mean,
oh yeah, that was terrible.
It's the same director though this time around, is it?
Yes, it's the same director.
Yeah, so
his whole objective in this is to push the envelope.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to give everybody a recommendation right now. Human Centipede is not that bad. It's not that bad. If you sit there and watch it, it's actually not as disturbing as a 30-minute short that you can also get on Netflix right now.
Called Aftermath.
Called Aftermath, yes.
Give us a brief synopsis on that.
I can't because it's only 30 minutes. I'll give the whole thing away.
Can you at least say the premise?
The premise of it is Aftermath, it takes place in a mortuary.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's all I can really say. And it explores the depths of human depravity in 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I've actually got that downloaded as well as Human Centipede. So
It's 30 minutes. It's the most disturbing 30 minutes I've ever sat and watched.
So, like, way worse than Human Centipede, way worse than, what's that one movie?
Two worse than Two Girls, One Cup.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I ain't going to watch
Two Girls, One Cup actually looks like ice cream.
Yeah, because it is.
However, that's why I won't watch it, on principle.
Yeah, Aftermath is 30 minutes of the most disturbing cinema I've ever seen. More so than Human Centipede. And I haven't seen the second one yet, but the second one may rank right up there. Who knows?
But here's the thing. The BBFC have banned it outright. Now, they've done this before. Like, obviously, we had the old video nasty thing back in the 80s. Right? Yeah.
And that was a Thatcher thing, wasn't it?
Well, I tend to blame her for everything, obviously. She was in power at the time.
Yeah.
But it did get really bad. I mean, films like The Evil Dead. I mean, come on.
Yeah, why would you ban that? That's fantastic.
What it really was is...
A tree rapes a girl. So what?
Yeah, so what? Everyone loves a bit of that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that happens all the time, too.
But, yeah, back in those days, you know, that was the thing. And The Exorcist got caught up in that because it wasn't banned, but it wasn't given. So The Exorcist was given a certificate to be released at the cinema when it came out. And when it came to video, they thought, right, we need another classification because children might be able to see it, right? So then they're thinking of anything that children might be able to see. So the real bad stuff, they said, we're not gonna give it a classification. And The Exorcist got caught up in that.
Yeah.
So it was never classified, okay. So it wasn't allowed to be released on video officially. Mm-hmm.
So I'm still hung up on this whole Aftermath, Human Centipede thing, okay? So, and Booze, and when Booze brought up The Exorcist, this is kind of, so here's my question. That movie was all kinds of disturbing from a horror standpoint. And, like, movies, now I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I'll just be honest with you. The Ring was one of the more, as far as, like, a horror movie, just because of how it played out. Very disturbing. Not like I wasn't freaked out, but it got in my psyche. Like I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is
that means
crazy.
It's a good horror film.
just because it wasn't what I was expecting, right? Like I was not expecting it to be like that. So there's that kind of disturbing. Are we talking like a completely different level or dynamic of disturbing with those
movies? They're talking about like, say, if you they never actually banned The Exorcist, I want to make that clear, right? But they didn't give it a video classification, and this all started in 1984, and they gave them 4 years because there was such a backlog. You know, they come out of the cinema and then they have to be reclassified for video, right? So The Exorcist came out in like 1980 or 81 or whatever on video properly. But because they didn't classify it, they had to take it off the shelves in 1988 when they decided, right, everything's got to be classified by then. The Exorcist wasn't, and then it got taken off the shelves. But in The Exorcist, I think they tried to, you know, the bit where, you know, the crucifix.
Yeah.
Oh.
In a snatch. They were saying, well, this girl is like 12, 13 years old or whatever. That you can't allow that. You can't have that on film. Right?
At least not in Britain.
At least not in Britain. But that it was never actually taken up. It was never actually banned. It was just not classified. They bottled out on that one.
Yeah. So would it be like releasing an unrated movie in America?
Yeah.
Because The Aristocrats was just a documentary about an obscene joke. And Penn Jillette and Paul Provenza decided that, no, we're not going to take this to the Motion Picture Association of America that rates movies. We're just going to send it to theaters that'll take it completely unrated.
At the time in Britain, you were liable to be raided for that. So that's what happened to video shops.
Okay.
At that time is like they would raid video stores, and if you had The Evil Dead or The Exorcist or whatever on your shelves, then you'd be nicked and fine.
Holy shit. It was like yeah. It was like
they spent taxpayer money toward
actually.
I remember reading
and also when The Exorcist actually came out in the first place, sorry Belasco.
Sorry.
It was down to local councils to decide, and the same thing happened with Life of Brian.
You're kidding. Famous.
No. It was down Life of Brian was given a BBFC certificate. Bang, you know, yeah, release this. But it was down to local councils. No, we're not having that. We're not having it. So what cinema owners did is if they were in a county that was showing the film, the next county over weren't, they would arrange like a bus. Seriously.
Nice.
Sell tickets in the adjoining, you know, district.
That's just all kinds of fucked up.
Exactly. It's like trying to buy alcohol in the South at some points, you know.
Yeah, because I read about this in... My favorite horror magazine is Rue Morgue, and they talked about the video nasties. I learned about this like a couple of years ago, but I had no idea that Life of Brian got caught up in that. I thought it was just extreme horror.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a video nasty, but this was all to do with a woman over here. Mary Whitehouse, who is like a Sarah Palin type figure, I guess, but a lot older.
Wow.
Yeah. Who captured the imagination for a while and tried to get every fucking thing banned from TV, from cinema. She was like pain in the ass.
Wow. Damn. Well, you know, we've got Tipper Gore over here, so.
Yeah, very much like that. Very much like Tipper.
Now we have ratings on music.
Wait, are you saying that Sarah Palin would do that? That she would be some kind of like banning Nazi if she were in power?
I think she would be more inclined to than anyone else.
So she wrote everything down and she learned it before.
Yeah. I don't know. If you have a precedence to support that theory, then I would agree with you.
I swear to God, Sav, I think she would overturn Roe Wade if she could.
I don't know.
I really do.
Because I think that's my biggest problem. This is the only reason why I support her, because I'm not the hugest fan of her. But you make statements like that and you have nothing to back it up with.
Yeah, but what you're doing, Savage, you're not supporting her. You're just not supporting the people that are against her.
Thank you, Booze. You have my back. Yeah, people say a lot of things about her.
I can't back that up. I've heard
you
her
cannot.
Her,
she has not. She has
that,
not
dude.
Ever done any bit of legislative type of work.
No,
in
she hasn't had a chance yet.
Or as a mayor back that theory up.
She has said abortion is murder, and if it were up to her, it would not be legal. I can find.
If she had a chance, Sav, she probably would. But I do agree with you that the whole knee-jerk thing. And I might be guilty of it myself when it comes to Thatcher.
You can say that now. You can say that now when she's sitting there in her stupid little Constitution bus making those kind of comments. But when she's actually in the position, if she were to be, I think she would, you know, I mean, Barack Obama said a lot of shit that he hasn't done. That's how they all roll.
Yeah, that
just
is true.
Because she has a certain belief. And how she feels about something doesn't mean she's just going to come in there and just start taking the baseball bat.
But what's the point of having her then? I mean, you've got to decide whether you actually like her policies or whether you just hate the people that oppose her.
I don't have to decide shit, Limey.
Jesus. Well, the problem is that it affects us all. It affects me as well. If she ever ends up president, then I'll have to leave the planet.
You know, you're probably right, Booze, but goddamn, if it's not irritating when somebody from another country, everybody, that's like the big cardinal. No offense, I'm not dissing on you personally. I like you. But so many people from other countries say, oh, what goes on in America affects the rest of us. Well,
it does.
Yeah, a lot does, but a lot doesn't, you know? Come on.
But the thing is now, I mean, Obama ain't done fuck all. We all know that. And he's getting so much love when he goes to Ireland, when he comes to Britain. That's bullshit. The guy's just done absolutely fucking nothing. Absolutely fuck all. And, all right, he's been kind of stopped anytime he's tried to do something. Fair enough.
Not necessarily. I mean, he got rid of the don't ask, don't tell policy in the military.
Great.
He went into Libya without congressional approval.
Yep.
Yeah, but they all do that. That's nice. I mean, we went into Iraq with you. With
and that horseshit healthcare thing, obviously. That healthcare thing, what a debacle. Anyway.
The one thing is, I mean, if she does ever become president, I know our standing is much lower than you at the moment, but maybe we could kind of nudge it up there a little bit.
You're saying
that it would lower us in as far as respect worldwide, which would in turn cause you to move up in the rankings.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like when Bush was in, you would have thought that was a good chance for us, but Blair was in awe of him.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Palin, if it was Palin Cameron, I tend to think that he'd be, you know, put your knickers on, love, go and make us a cup of tea.
I think we're all in far more danger of Palin becoming vice president than we are of her becoming president.
Well, it won't matter anyway because the Chinese will be winning everything by that.
First of all, we're all going to be speaking Chinese in 75 years. And not only that, but there is no danger she becomes vice president. It's the most irrelevant job on the planet. unless the president croaks, then there's a problem.
Yeah. Which was the which was a lot of people's issue with McCain.
Yeah.
The sucker's had a couple of cancer scares already.
Yeah, well, you know, and, oh, gosh, that guy, I don't know. I kind of feel bad for him, given how he, you know, spent all that time in a torture camp.
Well, you know, I mean, I respect the guy for his service and all and what he went through, but would you elect Rambo to president?
Hell yeah.
Or one of the people in the chain of the human centipede too.
It would really be pretty equal with our choices of life.
Okay, where's he gone?
I don't...
He's taking another shit.
Closer to the mic, P.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He's getting pissed. He's like, no, fuck you guys. Airing your grievances, feats of strength.
Hadn't been talking much. I was kind of laying back.
All right. Seb, I've got to ask, does it really upset you when anyone from another country has an opinion on your political situation?
No, not really. I just think it's kind of humorous because if I were to sit there and start opining about your political situation, I would come off as a complete bumbling ass. So, you know, you are a pretty – you do your homework, so I'll give you that. But, you know, a lot of people don't. A lot of people just start shitting on us because we're number one and we're America and we're a bunch of loud idiots. They really don't know what they're talking about. You know?
No, that is absolutely true, and that goes for most of the people in this country, no, I think.
We're about a lot of – that we're a bunch of loud idiots.
Well,
America, fuck yeah. Well, and you do your homework on stuff. I mean, I just – and I'm not saying that to kiss your ass. I mean, you do. Like, on the podcast, you know, you'll look up the stuff and you'll read it, like what you did about the
– extra Robin Williams movies.
Yeah. I mean, you go the extra mile to back up your arguments. So I respect that. So, you know, you can talk shit. But, you know, a lot of people, though – you know, like this one, when our national debt was like shooting through the roof, which it still is, but you know, when it started really becoming a headliner again, they were like, look, it's like 14 trillion. They had some Dutch gal on there talking about, she's like, oh, this is just such a shame. You know, this used to be such a great place and look at America now and blah, 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 blah. And she didn't know what she was talking about. She probably
was an economist, dude. I think she very much knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
She wasn't an economist. She looked like Heidi Klum, dude.
What?
She
was an economy degree. And
really?
All that.
What was her name?
She was some Dutch chick. She was just a tourist. And she was talking about how crappy America is.
Oh,
and
so they interviewed a tourist on a news segment or something?
She looked like Heidi Klum. I'd like to put her in a centipede.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just were interviewing random people, and they ran across this Dutch bitch who basically just used that as a chance to just, you know, basically she's here vacationing in our country, but she thinks we're all a bunch of piece of shit. So, I mean, go figure, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way I would ever say that, man. I mean, you know, there's always going to be people that are going to bash on America. And I would never be one of them. If there was a geezer out standing in the street now saying, you know, I don't know, even Bush is a cunt, I'd go and have a word with him.
So, Booze, I kind of have an off-topic question for you.
Go on.
This came up the other day. In America, there's the phenomenon of the Anglophile. Is there the same kind of phenomenon in England for America, and what are they called?
They're called booze.
They're called booze.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. And this is what annoys me, because over here, if you went out and asked the average man in the street, you know, hey, what about those Americans with those guns and shooting schools up? And go, yeah, fucking idiots, man. Ban guns. Of course, that's not the answer. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And then, obviously, if you ask the same people, what about the French? Who would you prefer? Who would you prefer to be 20 6 miles away from you, the French or the Americans? They go, you know what? Yeah, the Americans.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Of course. Yeah, I am a Yankophile, I guess you would call me. I've heard that in Mexico, the plastic forks are a lot cheaper. Get down there, get yourself a passport.
And being beheaded is a lot cheaper in Mexico, too.
Well, you say that, but it's all related, because apparently the cartels are fighting over the lucrative plastic cutlery trade routes.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people, I mean, this is why a lot of people are pro immigration, and they want the amnesty, because, you know, I mean, who... If we don't have a bunch of Mexicans running around here, who's going to stick the plastic forks in our yards?
Who's going to get them up? That's the thing. You young shaver, my lad. Come over and take this toilet paper out of my tree.
Oh.
It's 5 pesos.
And that concludes this episode of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. If you want to send us an email, it's belasco@sweetfeatheryjesus.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's sfj.com. That's sfjdotcom. And like us on Facebook, and you can follow us there. It's sweetfeatheryjesus.com. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back very, very soon with our take on Liam Neeson's Taken. Don't forget to submit a Photoshop to the SweetFeatheryJesus.com Photoshop contest for Liam Neeson's Taken. You could win a Blu-ray copy of the film. We will see you very, very soon. Hope you've enjoyed it tonight. Thank you very much.
You can sew 3 people mouth to asshole, and that's okay, but you can't jerk to it.